Eight seasons ago, the committee of the 101 made something that had been already been an A+. They found a way to make it even better, even more meaningful, and I think even classier when they added the Lamar Hunt Award for professional football. In the last seven seasons, it's been fun for me, so much fun to listen to these award winners. And we've had groups. We've honored NFL Films and Monday Night Football and the Foolish Club that started the AFL way back when, and the Hunt family was a big part of that. And some of the most accomplished individuals, from Don Shula to Roger Staubach to Tony Dungy, have all won that award. And once again, we have added somebody who's had a tremendous impact and been just unbelievably positive in terms of the growth in the way the National Football League is thriving right now. You can go back to the seasons from 1989 to 2006 when Paul Tagliabue was the commissioner of the National Football League. A lot of what is so successful and so good about the NFL right now. Of course, there are people working there now that deserve credit, but you have to give a lot of credit to Paul Tagliabue. And we are honored to have him here today as the winner of the Lamar Hunt Award for Professional Football.
Thank you, Paul. It was 37 years that I worked with Lamar. I met him in August of 1969. That was about 6 months after the Jets beat the Colts in Super Bowl III, and 6 months before the Chiefs beat the Vikings in Super Bowl IV. And I didn't meet him at an NFL meeting. I met him at a meeting of the North American Soccer League in Atlanta, Georgia. And I worked with him on NFL matters and soccer matters and World Championship tennis matters for 37 years. And that was one of the great, has been one of the great experiences of my life and one of my great memories. Great because I think we shared a lot of the same values together. And one of those values was something that we talked about often, which is that athletics and sports begins and ends with the players and the coaches and the fans. It doesn't begin and end with commissioners and other people who are, you know, helping to create and manage the superstructure. It's about players and coaches. And so I'm really privileged to be here with these players and Coach Arians and Coach Belichick to be honored with the Lamar Hunt Award. It's very, very meaningful for me. If I had a list, maybe the three most memorable days of my 17 years as commissioner, probably one of them would be September 23, 2001, which was the Sunday we resumed play after the attacks on the World Trade Center. And the Giants were playing the Chiefs that day. And on the field we had Wellington Mara, the senior owner of the NFC, Lamar Hunt, the senior owner of the AFC, Gene Upshaw as the head of the Players Association, and myself. And the most amazing part of the day was the roar that came from the Chiefs fans as the Giants took the field, because they represented New York and they represented the resilience of America. So for me to be back here in Kansas City with some of these memories to receive the Lamar Hunt Award is a phenomenal, phenomenal honor. Thank you very much.